Wellness Warriors, how are you doing? This is Dr. Katrina Nieskern, physical therapist and coach, and I am coming to you live on this beautiful day here to inspire, uplift, and motivate you, sharing some information, insight on our four pillars of wellness, which is mind, body, soul, and spirit. I'm here to help you, to inspire you, to educate you, to uplift you, and to grow right alongside you. I hope you get the most from this podcast. And if you do, please share, like, comment, leave a review, and give it to someone else. Hopefully that maybe we can make a difference in their lives as well. I hope you enjoy the show. Hello, Wellness Warriors. Today we are going to be talking about agility. So agility is the ability to quickly move, respond, and change in response to change or challenge. I think we often believe agility is in the context of an athlete, like the ability to move fast, pivot, shift, jump. When you apply it to life, it's actually quite similar. I found that it's really important to be able to pivot, to be able to be flexible, diverse, and to shift into what is best for you in each unique situation. In metabolism, we need to develop agility in being able to use fat or carbs as fuel. Sometimes that means we need to intermittent fast, do long distance training, go keto or low carb, or other things for a little bit of time where our bodies adapt into using those fuel sources. It does not mean that we only do that always. It means that we use it and get used to it to maximize our efficiency in life so that we can handle different situations or circumstances with resilience. In fitness, this means being able to access strength, flexibility, and endurance when needed. We need to challenge and practice targeting different heart rate zones as well as energy systems so that we can activate and use those to our advantages. Whether that is recognizing when our heart rate is elevated and practicing slow breathing to lower it during intense meeting, or breathing quickly and activating our adrenaline system when we are falling asleep behind the wheel in a long car ride. In jobs, it is being able to pivot and shift from in-person work, to head work, to computer online work, to projects and creating, to implementing systems and tasks. They're all important and all require different areas of the brain and concentration. In living, it means being able to need a bed to sleep on, a bathroom and shower to use, and a kitchen to eat. Keeping it simple, learning to live with little and thrive with less. This will facilitate you to be comfortable in almost any situation that life presents, therefore allowing you not to be in a state of fear, stress, or distress, which then allows you to again be present and of service to others as well as yourself. We often identify ourselves as one thing, one way, but that leads to boredom and mundane living. Humans by default are lazy, as we want to conserve energy, so we need to constantly practice doing things that force us to change our habits and patterns. For this is what activates growth in our bodies and minds, which actually keeps us young at heart and soul, but also physiologically. The more you practice getting comfortable being uncomfortable, the more you will see and experience in life, which is truly what life is about. Experiencing it to the maximum capacity, evolving and collaborating with other human beings to create everlasting connections that last lifetimes. It's hard to be agile, but be agile anyway. You will see, it was worth the temporary discomfort to explore and experience the unknown. All right, Wellness Warriors, keep agile and stay true to yourself. Love you.
All right, Wellness Warriors, I hope you enjoyed that podcast. And again, if you got anything from it, please leave a review, good, bad, ugly, positive, whatever it may be. I want to grow and become a better person for you, to better help you and grow along this journey of wellness. And again, I hope you have a wonderful, wonderful day. Wellness warriors unite, and we do it anyway. Love you.